Hello.
Hi, I'm in.
Hello.
I'm calling. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayer and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. By any chance, are you Randy?
Yeah, I'm him.
All right, Randy. So let me ask you, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Oh, probably 50 plus years.
All right, thank you. Now, and what is your primary branch of the trade?
anything and everything.
Okay.
Brick, block, stone, refractory, tile.
All right.
I've done it all.
That's good. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Oh, I was journeyman, but I mean, I have foreman skills.
All right. And are you currently working at the trade?
Yep.
All right. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Oh, I don't know. Probably 25% of the time I've been unemployed.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Do what now?
Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be kind of a
okay.
Personal question there.
That's fine. Let me skip that one. That's fine. Now, yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you even seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Have I what?
Have you considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Now, thinking about what you see on your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Oh, it's about the same.
About the same, all right. Now, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number?
Oh, it's probably the same.
The same, all right. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Is there enough union workers or qualified workers to do the job I do?
Pretty much, if you consider that they're not union craft workers, correct?
It doesn't make a difference whether they're union or non-union. There ain't enough of them.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, yes or no, thinking about the all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them?
Do what now?
Let me ask you again. So, yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the last 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them?
No.
All right. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yeah, but not in the bricklayers.
Okay, got you. Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, or through the federal government, or you don't know?
I would say privately.
Privately, all right. Now, thinking more generally about the economic and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
Oh, I think we got a reckoning coming.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that the next year, the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, worse, or stay about the same?
For most people, it's going to get worse. I've got it set up to where it'd be better for me.
Right.
But that's because I don't owe any money.
All right. Now, switching gears a little here, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Let me give you the options. Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or no real safety concerns. You can choose one.
Oh, I'd say there's a significant problem with language, because a lot of the people I deal with, they don't speak English.
I got you.
And then another part would be, okay.
All right.
And then another deal is, what the hell was I going to say? There's just not enough skilled workers.
All right.
And because they're unskilled, then they don't know what they're doing to build some of this stuff.
All right. I understand. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
All right. Now, for each of the following pills, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in... the question is, have you participated in picketing?
Picketing, no.
All right. What about union organizing?
No.
Or political canvassing?
Or what?
Political canvassing?
I didn't hear the last part.
Canvassing or canvassing?
No.
All right. All right, move on. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Are you asking how often that they've got me a job?
No, how often a union representative visit the project that you worked on?
I've never seen one.
Okay. Now, changing the subjects and we're beyond the union right now, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Let me give you the options and you can tell me what's your top one to the last one, okay? So here's the first one, friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media, cable news, print or online newspaper, or local TV news programming. Out of those one, which one is going to be your top one where you get the news?
Oh, I'd say internet, social media deal.
All right. What about what will be the next one after internet, social?
Just networking.
You said the newspaper?
No, networking.
Oh, okay. And besides that one, you have the options friends and neighbors, radio, cable news, print or online newspaper, list or local TV news programming. What will be the next one after that one?
There wouldn't be.
Any of them?
No.
Okay, well, but just for the questions pretty much, let me just put it in the order, even though you did not mention the rest one, because pretty much they are not part of your sources. But just to move on to the next question, I need to put it. So let me move on. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? You can say maybe the environment, education, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, healthcare, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else?
Well, I mean, I think there's a problem with taxes. I think there's a problem with the economy. And I think there's a problem with immigration.
I got you. Thank you. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
What is it again?
It's pretty much that it supports the application, well, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. So have you seen, heard, or read anything about that? Davis-Bacon Act?
Not a fan.
Okay. Now, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of the prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. So would you say it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
In other words, do I think the Davis-Bacon Act is important?
Exactly. Pretty much that the federal elected officials support that. How important do you think that they have?
I don't know whether they support it or not. I think it's a pretty important thing, though.
All right. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Which one do you think, the Democratic or Republican Party supports that better?
Oh, I don't look at a Democrat or Republican.
All right, no problem. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers and as UAW are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working condition. So which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Oh, I think the workers got a legitimate bitch. I mean, we've got vehicles now that anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000, but you're not seeing their pay increase like that.
All right.
I mean, they're making less than they did back in the 80s.
Okay. Thank you. And would you cite much more the auto workers or somewhat more?
About what?
And would you cite pretty much more or somewhat more the auto workers?
I would side with the auto workers, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. You can tell me strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve or disapprove. Here's the first one. What do you think or what's your level of approval of what he has done, his job as president overall?
As what?
As president, pretty much, like overall as president.
I disapprove of everything he's done.
All right, would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strong.
Thank you. The next one, what do you think about, what's your level of improvement on what he has done with the health care?
What Joe Biden's done with the health care?
Yep.
I can't name one thing that he's done.
Okay, so what would be your level of improvement there?
Very disappointed. Disapproval.
All right. What about the support for labor unions?
He's too wishy-washy. He doesn't support them. Look, okay, so what he did with the train. Look what he did with the train people.
All right. And what's the level of improvement or disapprovement there?
Very disappointed.
All right. What about his job with the economy? What's your level of improvement?
As what now?
With the economy. What's your level of improvement of the job that he has done with the economy?
Very disappointed.
All right. What about immigration?
Very, very disappointed.
And what about foreign affairs?
Very disappointed.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Let me move on. We're almost done. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
The Congress, what?
And you have the, pretty much the question is, do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
And I don't think they do their job.
Okay, so what will be your level of improvement?
Very disapproval.
All right. Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? 50-50 chances. You will not vote?
No, I said I guarantee I would vote.
Okay.
I will vote.
Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Who would I vote for?
Yeah.
Trump.
All right, thank you. Yes or no, do you think it is useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Run that by me again.
Yeah, no problem. So do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
So.
All right. Now, turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say it's poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say fair.
Fair? What is your, or how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say fair.
All right, thank you. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? What do you think they should do to improve?
Certain collect the workers' insurance and retirement and everything. There's too many companies that don't pay in like they're supposed to, and the union just keeps letting them get along, and then they just file bankruptcy and then they're beat.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Let me move on. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? So what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
What should the union be working on this next year?
Yeah.
Training future bricklayer.
All right. All right, taking notes of that, let me move on. Now, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it through text messages, union meetings, email, mail, or job site?
Oh, I'd say emails or text messages.
All right. Now, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
Oh, maybe four times a year.
All right. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democratic, Republican, or something else?
I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm the best person for the job.
All right. So would you say you are independent then?
Oh, I guess in one aspect you could say that.
All right.
I don't like picking sides.
All right. Now, do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or to the Republican Party?
Like I said, if the person's the right person, I'd vote for them.
All right, no problem. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Do I know?
What is your race?
My race? White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? I got to ask Randy, is that correct? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Randy, that actually concludes the survey for today. I really appreciate your time here and hope you have a great night, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.